The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Season 2, Episode 5, Human Development Virtues, Self-Control.
Hello. Welcome to the Candid Cast once again. We are continuing our study of the human development virtues. Recall that we have discussed two parts in this series already, and we talked about morality in our first part, and we talked about knowledge in the second part, and we have said these are value systems that if you rise without them, you will come down, and you certainly need them if you are going to rise genuinely. Before we go into today's episode, I encourage you, just go to YouTube, like the Candid Cast, subscribe and share to reach more people. And when you subscribe, you'll be able to see episodes that we have recorded in the past. Today we are talking about self-control as the third virtue or value that is needed for human development. Life experiences are full of people who blew it. When I read Zambia Shall Be Free by Kenneth Kaunda, I was amazed. You find the offer of all the privileges that was meant for whites only being offered to a man if we will stop fighting for the freedom and liberation of all Africans in Zambia. Kenneth Kaunda never yielded. He said the story of one of his friends who was not very educated, who went to the post office. At that time, you were not allowed as blacks to go inside the post office to buy anything. And you are not allowed to call a white madam. So this man went to the post office and wanted to buy stamp, and say, me say penny stamp, madam, she nothing. Me say penny stamp, girl, she nothing. And the white lady reported because she was called girl and madam, and the black man was arrested. Kenneth Kaunda stepped in, fought for the freedom of that person, and made it part of the book, Zambia Shall Be Free. We all face temptations every day, at work and at play. If you fall, you are failing the test of self-control. You must establish self-governance and determine the altitude below which you must not fly. No one will determine it for you. Number two, in self-control, talk of delaying gratification. A lot of us have no control over our appetite. Whatever you own is yours. You have power of control over it because it's yours. But we have seen that sometimes possession can have control over the individual instead of the individual having control over his possession. You are the one that own whatever you own. It belongs to you. You choose to spend it when you want to spend it. If you establish a governance system over yourself, you are able to suspend some things that you ordinarily enjoy until it comes to a time when you have more than enough, and that your spending at this time will not, or gratifying yourself at a particular time will not jeopardize your future. You must learn to maintain focus on your goals and determine what amounts to distractions and what will drive you towards your goal. A man had a need for a parcel of land, for example, and he was saving towards purchase of land because he knows that he wanted to build a house, he wanted to own a home. His neighbor bought a car, and he felt his neighbor was behaving as if he was richer. And to prove that he was richer than his neighbor, what was it this man took to? He went to buy a bigger car than his neighbor's car from the money he was saving for land. He has gratified self through the purchase of the car. And what happens to the house? That dream of owning a house was out of it. That was suspended. That is how lack of self-control can destroy a person. Responsible decision-making is what I will take as number three element in self-control. I read the story of a taxi driver who was driving carefully on his lane, and the vehicle behind felt he was too slow. The driver behind came, crossed his front, parked his car, came out of the car and started banging on the window of this taxi driver to come out. He was preparing for a fight. The cab driver was quiet all through. The man made all the noise that he could make. After that, he went back to his car and drove off. The passenger in the cab asked the driver, "Why were you so quiet? Why were you able to control you and comport yourself in the midst of all this?" The cab driver said, "Many people are going around like garbage truck. They carry their frustrations, they carry their emotional baggages, all the torture they have from home and from work, and they are going all around looking for where to dump it, a dump site. If you make yourself available as a dump site, it will be dumped on you. So make sure you don't prepare yourself as a dump site for whoever is looking for where to dump his garbage." Self-control by a cab driver was something exemplary. We look at overcoming obstacles. Is there any obstacle you meet that is just meant for you and you alone, and it doesn't happen to any other person? The answer is no. We all face common obstacles. There is no goal in life that you set that you will not meet obstacles along the way. If you are going to achieve anything, you have to surmount obstacles along the line. If you fail in the day of adversity, your strength is small. The problem is not adversity. The problem is your strength, because others have surmounted that adversity and achieved their goal. It is said that obstacles are those things that we see when our eyes are removed from our goal. If you focus seriously on your goal, it becomes literally impossible for you to see obstacles. People will think that you didn't meet obstacles. It is not true that you did not meet obstacles. You just refuse to see them because you were too focused on your goal to notice that obstacles were there. Are there benefits to self-control? Many. And I will take some of them. You achieve long-term success. When we practice self-control, long-term success becomes guaranteed. There are few prerequisites to the attainment of long-term success, and these are deliverables of self-control. These include personal discipline, to keep focus on goals, delay gratification, consistent in the making of sound judgment, the decisions that will guide you towards that goal that you have set, overcoming challenges and obstacles, emotional resilience, and ability to regulate stress and setbacks, good management of interpersonal relationships. All these will guarantee long-term success. And none of these can be accomplished if you don't bring yourself under self-governance, control of yourself. Blaming society, blaming everybody around will not help. And a lot of us, when we blame, we go out. Somebody said blame means being lame, incapacitated. You just remove all from yourself. There is nothing I could have done. It's because the society is failing. In that same society that is failing, a lot of people are rising and achieving their success. So rise up and face it. Number two, you enjoy improved mental health. Just imagine taking all the problems around on yourself, thinking that you are the worst place in the world. Self-control helps you to manage your impulses and reactions. As we have seen in our cab driver story, that cab driver experienced what so many of us experience, particularly if you are driving in Lagos. I've always shared that you will never see me come to the level of insulting, abusing, or cursing, or arguing in Lagos traffic, no matter the stress. It's just a decision on self-control. Stress is reduced by the effective management of our reactions and our impulses. We develop positive mindset by choice, and this will help in our health and well-being. Nobody can develop it for you. It's just personal choice, just like the cab driver did. He chose not to make himself the dumb side. Number three, self-control will give you increased productivity. You ask me how. Self-control can help to increase productivity as it helps in many areas like prioritizing tasks based on importance rather than urgency. If you don't prioritize your task, you don't draw up what you want to do per day, anything can draw plan for you. If you didn't plan your life and plan what you want to do each day, every event that come will plan it for you. You will become escort to people who are going to wherever they want to go and say, what's your program today? Can you follow me to so and so place? And you just jump inside the car. That is diminishing productivity. Number two, minimizing procrastination by focusing on result-oriented tasks. Why will productivity not increase? If you control yourself and say, this task, as difficult as it is, I'm going to accomplish this today. And you set out, this is what I want to do today. And you go about it. Don't procrastinate. Number three, you maintain focus and avoid distractions. Self-control will help you to know this is a distraction. I mentioned the man who was saving for land. His neighbor bought car. That car was a distraction. You left the land you were saving for. You bought car to prove a point to your neighbor. What happens to the house you wanted to build? You don't build again. And in another 3-4 years, you look at that car, you hate yourself and the car. The car would have gone. And those who bought land will be counting the value of their land. Is that your priority? Your driver may be wanting to register for Uber or do something with his car to earn money. You don't even know why he bought car. You just jumped in to go and buy. Number four, you have wise management of time. If you exercise self-control, time management will become something you value. It becomes a natural part of who you are. You manage your time to increase productivity. And number five, on the subject of productivity, streamlining workflow for the attainment of greater efficiency. When you control self, you are able to manage your workflow. Know what should come first, know what follows next. There is an order, orderliness in what you are doing. And when you do this, you find that you produce more. There is efficiency in what you are doing, which enhances productivity. Number four, on the benefits of self-control, enhance interpersonal relationship. You enjoy effective communication through calm and gentle expression of yourself with clarity to foster understanding. It is said that soft answer turns away wrath. Things that would have gone people blow up in anger, there is a way you express yourself. You control your emotion, you control your reaction, you express yourself gently, calmly, and the other person will get to understand. You find your relationship gets better. But where everybody is flaying up, nobody understands the other, things that people could have mended fences easily become something that will go out of hand. We begin to set up committee to find peace and to resolve the issue with people. Conflict resolution through effective management of emotions and reactions. Are you always right? The answer is no. Self-control will help you to know, understand the point of view of the next person and know, is it possible that I am wrong? When you take an issue from your own point of view only, you focus on, I must be right. You blow things out of proportion and you live permanently in conflict, and this will destroy that person. Number three, fostering respect. Self-control makes you respect others and makes you to be perceived as a respectable person. When you deal with people with respect, they will respect you in return. Respect begets respect. It will give birth to respect for you because you have respected other people. And number four, self-control promotes patience in interactions. When you are dealing with other people and you are able to see from their own point of view, you are able to exercise patience in your interaction. It's a valuable skill. I mean, self-control is a valuable skill that can be developed through practice, self-reflection, learning from past experiences, especially from the experiences of others, because you will not live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself. You learn from the mistakes of other people and grow by it. Let us learn and adhere to the principle of self-control. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Stay tuned to the Candid Cast until we meet again.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.